This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, was sworn in on Saturday, promising to create jobs and tackle deep-rooted corruption. The trade unionist-turned-businessman took the presidential oath before tens of thousands in a rugby stadium in Pretoria. He told the crowd he was humbled by their trust in him.
I am humbled by the trust that you have bestowed upon me. And I'm also aware of the challenges our country faces, but I'm also alive to the fact that our people are filled with hope for a better tomorrow.
Ramaphosa's African National Congress Party clinched a 57.5 majority at the elections earlier this month, but the ANC's majority was down from 62% in 2014 as voters seemingly turned against the ruling party because of revelations about government corruption and record unemployment. President Donald Trump's first event after arriving in Tokyo was a reception with several dozen Japanese and American business leaders at the U.S. ambassador's residence. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
Trump began his visit with a 15-minute speech to several dozen top Japanese business leaders. He told them he hopes their two countries will soon reach a new trade pact to offset the big trade imbalance in Tokyo's favor.
Japan has had a substantial edge for many, many years, but that's okay. Maybe that's why you like us so much.
The president is to attend a banquet with the new emperor, golf with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and view the ancient sport of sumo, awarding what has been nicknamed the Trump Cup to a champion wrestler. Steve Herman, VOA News, Tokyo.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A UN tribunal has